Man Paul Rasmussen, and this story of the E. coli outbreak involving McDonald's in 10 states, not Pennsylvania, at least not right now, and we wanted to get more details. CBS's Stacy Lynn is on the story. Good morning.
Good morning.
This seems to have come in at a time when we heard about Boar's Head with the listeria outbreak. Remember just last week talking about millions of pounds of chicken and now an E. coli outbreak linked to McDonald's. So what's the latest?
Yeah, you know, another one that you neglected to say is the listeria outbreak that we heard about yesterday that expanded with frozen waffles and pancakes. So it seems to be a lot of these foods that, you know, are in people's homes or that they go out to eat like McDonald's all the time, that now it has us thinking, well, what do I do? Do I not go to McDonald's today, you know, for lunch as planned or what? 49 illnesses so far across 10 states, and you said not Pennsylvania yet. They said that this could spread to other states as of right now, though most of the cases have been in Colorado, which has 27 reported right now, 9 in Nebraska. And most of the people who became sick reported eating quarter-pounder sandwiches. And so when they started investigating and figuring out what is it with this quarter-pounder that could be contaminated and infected, they say the likely source right now is the onions that are on the sandwich. So McDonald's at the moment pulled all the onions as well as quarter pound beef patties in several states, but not all states, as they investigate. And they say these are the beef patties that they use for the quarter pounders are only used for quarter pounders. It's not for the regular hamburger, the double cheeseburger or Big Mac or anything. So those are not affected as well. But for the time being, they're pulling those patties from several states. They're pulling the slivered onions affected as well in stores in Colorado, Kansas, Utah, Wyoming, portions of Idaho, Iowa, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Nevada, Nebraska, Montana, and Missouri. Again, they say the outbreak is contained there right now, but it could go beyond these states.
Stacy, Paul Rasmussen here. I understand that the quarter pounder is cooked differently than the other hamburgers are. It's not a frozen product first. And also that these onions you're talking about, these slivered onions, they're not cooked either.
They're not. And so that's what they're trying to investigate right now is where this bacteria came from to begin with. E. coli is like harbored in the guts of animals found in the environment as well. Most E. coli bacteria is harmless, but there's some obviously that it makes people really sick. It gets into your intestinal tract. It gives you the belly issues and the yucky stuff that we all don't want to deal with. And in some cases, when, you know, for the very, you know, young kids or adults with compromised immune systems, with older adults, pregnant women, it could be deadly.
Well, we appreciate the update, Stacy. Thank you. And you're right. It's these stories have been coming fast. With Boar's Head was the first, and then you mentioned the frozen waffles. Just yesterday.
Yeah, these are the waffles that are distributed through, for example, Aldi and and Target. Right? And Walmart. I mean, we got some of the biggest grocers in America.
Yeah, I mean, the brand names are, you know, it's from one distributor, but they sell themselves under, whether it's the store brand name, like Target's is Good and Gather. So that would be like the frozen waffles and pancakes that they sell in their freezer section. Krusty's, you've seen that many times. I mean, these are sold at Target's, Walmart's, Albertsons, Wegmans, Trader Joe's, any of these stores kind of get stuff from this one distributor and sell it under their brand name. All of them recalled because of listeria, and they expanded that yesterday. I believe there's well over 600 products now recalled.
Appreciate the update, Stacy. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
CBS's Stacy Lynn. And looking
at this, she knows that topic well.
She does. That was really informative, but I'm looking at the CDC website. What should you do? So, as Stacy indicated, McDonald's has stopped utilizing the fresh slivered onions and quarter-pound beef patties. Several states, again, Pennsylvania is not on the list. However, if you are experiencing, and this is from any product, so what happens to you with E. coli? Severe E. coli symptoms include a high fever, comes with diarrhea, and can also be linked to vomiting, trouble keeping liquids down. and feeling dizzy when you stand up.
Don't want to go there, Larry.
Well,
don't
want to go there. I know. And what's hard to separate for all of us is we're getting into flu season. So right now they're talking about kids at school getting walking pneumonia. Mm-hmm. Just the typical things, colds, the common cold, and then the flu's coming. So, and then, of course, COVID's still around, too. So you got all these things to kind of figure out. I'm actually surprised how they're able to link it to something like this when someone reports being ill.
Yeah. I'm thinking that they're right about the onions. And the reason why I say that is because the quarter pounders are being cooked when they're ordered and they're not from frozen meat. And you've seen how McDonald's makes their hamburgers on the grill. They grill them from both above and below. So those are going to be hot enough to kill E. coli, you would think. But those slivered onions that are kept cold and then added to the sandwiches,
when they're assembled,
they're not cooked. I could see why that would be the issue.
A big quarter pounder.
Me too.
Fan.
I love them.
But I do it without onions. So.
Oh, you do?
Because I hear it much like a cheat code. Yeah. Well, they got to make mine fresh because I don't want the onions in case they had stacks.
I don't do, cheat hamburgers anymore a lot. Maybe once a month, maybe every couple of weeks. It depends. But, my two go-tos are Super Burgers and Quarter Pounders, right?
These name brands.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has these.
Products the Listeria, too. So, just heads up, we'll keep you posted. And not sure what you do about it here in Pennsylvania right now. It's not affecting us.
Thank goodness.
But just... you should be aware of it.